process it, release it, and then only then take responsibility that, yes, they did it to me, but I'm doing it to myself, and I've been hurting myself ever since, and I've been hurting people I love, going into the remorse and taking the remorse into a massive level so you're ready for self-forgiveness.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to another adventure on the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and I'm so thrilled to be with you another Friday evening, 7 p.m. As always, it's just a pleasure to be here. My goodness, we're starting the beginning of a new year already. Wow, we're into our fourth year. Can you believe it? I know, it's hard for me to believe. So I got this great new cup. Got my chai tea in it, so let me take a slurp. I know. Well, if you've been listening a while, you probably know I'm sort of hooked on this chai tea, right? But I love it. I make this homemade almond milk. I love it. So anyway, I've got a great guest for us tonight because I thought what a great way to start out the new year is talking about energy, getting our energy moving, understanding energy, if you're feeling stuck, all sorts of great things like that. Because I think we start thinking about, oh my gosh, another year's gone. I want to do something different. I want to do something, you know, come out just totally different. I've got the fantastic Richard Gordon on. He's considered a pioneer in the field of energy medicine with over 40 years of experience. He's the author of 4 best-selling books now published in an amazing 17 languages. Gordon attended the Christos School of Natural Medicine and has been on the faculty at the Heartwood Institute and the Holistic Health Institute. My goodness, my tongue is getting tangled here. I know it's 7 p.m. Friday nights, right? I guess that allows it to happen. Well, I'm going to slow down my energy a little bit here because I'm getting too excited. With certified practitioners of his work in over 50 countries, Richard's work has been praised by Dr. C. Norman Shealy. He's the founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association as the first technique that may truly allow us to all become healers. Wouldn't that be exciting to be able to miraculously heal ourselves? Quantum touch is his method, and is a method of natural healing that works with the life force energy of the body to promote optimal wellness. It's also known as qi in Chinese and prana in Sanskrit, as the flow of energy that sustains all living beings. So welcome, Richard. Thank you so much for being on the show. I've got much more bio to read, but I just want to jump right in here.
Sharon, it's great to be here. And by the way, that's plenty of bio.
Well, it's fantastic to have you here. I'm so excited. I have been fascinated with energy for a long time. I've done things like mindfulness and breathing and the, you know, feel the flow and things like that. And I have found just even that, I'll say elementary, that kindergarten approach to moving energy, amazingly beneficial. So tell us a little bit about your story of what got you fascinated by energy, and then we'll jump into the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, there was nothing in my past that suggested I would be interested in this subject.
Wow.
I grew up as an atheist. I then became a non-theist by the time I reached college, meaning I don't have any interest in the subject of something I don't believe in.
I like that.
And then I got sick, and a doctor said, let's wait till you get worse, and we'll see what we can do for you. And I thought that has got to be the worst advice I'd ever heard in my life, because I know if your car is having problems, you don't wait till the engine explodes before you change the oil. You do something preventively to change things. So I attended the Cristo School of Natural Healing, as you mentioned. And from there, I learned something called polarity therapy. And that turned into my first book that was a bestseller throughout the 1980s. That came out in 1978. And completely remarkable technique that you can use to help other people. But about 3 months before that book came out, I met a gentleman named Robert Rasmussen. And he was doing a form of energy healing that caused my jaw to drop to the floor. I could not believe my eyes. Wow. He told all these tall tales. I didn't believe anything he said. It was the first class he had ever taught. He'd been doing it for, I think, 20 or 30 years before he taught his first class. And he just touched my girlfriend's hips and they rolled back into alignment. And then he touched the cranial bones and the cranial bones moved. And he touched the shoulders and he straightened out half her scoliosis right in front of the room, like a hot knife going through butter. I was dumbfounded.
Wow.
And I thought, no one's going to learn this. He has a rare gift and I'm certainly never going to get it. But I did. In the course of the day, I saw that I could move cranial bones by using his technique. I apprenticed with him. I took over in his retirement. I wrote the book, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. And that takes me back almost exactly 40 years ago, just to that point. However, now there have been a series of breakthroughs that once again have staggered me. What is that English word? Gobsmacked.
I love that word, yes.
I never use it, but it's pretty funny when I hear them say it. But I guess I just did use it. But it's so strange to see something, to learn something that you can actually do that causes your whole sense of reality to be challenged.
Oh, I'm sort of mesmerized just hearing your story. It takes me a little bit about meeting my mentor 25 years ago too, where I was mesmerized and jumped right in. I love that. I think that's, for me, it was the sign, that mesmerizing moment. So like, I can't believe what I'm seeing, but I'm so fascinated. I've got to learn more.
Yes.
That was the opening up of changing my skills for my passion.
Good choice.
Yeah, good choice for you too, because the world certainly needs what you offer. So my goodness, I'm totally fascinated. As someone who myself has occasionally used, I'll say, manipulation techniques to straighten out crooked neck or something like that, this whole idea that it would be so gentle and flowing is hard to believe. So let's jump into this idea. I'm done.
Let me be clear. 99% of the people who are interested in my work are interested because of the pain relief, the accelerated healing, the bringing down inflammation. And less than 1% care about the structural movement. But
okay, well, we'll just lightly touch that and then jump into it.
I think it's really important because it shows something. If you had a telescope and you were living 400 years ago in the time of Galileo, which is exactly when he was doing his work, how would you know the Earth goes around the sun? Well, one of his students suggested that he look at Venus. If you look at Venus, you might see phases like the moon. And if you see phases like the moon, then you can do the math and say, well, the sun is here, Venus is here, and this side is lit up and the Earth is over here. And you could calculate that the Earth is going around the sun, as is Venus. However, I'm using structural alignment as a way of knowing that our consciousness has an impact on physical matter. Mm. So this was a step-by-step journey that took me into it. Now, for pain relief, we've never seen anything like this before. We just did a clinical study that's been published by a peer-reviewed journal. I believe it's Energy Psychology Journal. And they saw that a single quantum touch session working with people with fibromyalgia, arthritis, and accidents had a 67.4% reduction of pain from one session. But
amazing. I'm thinking about when the height of my pain during my autoimmune condition, alleviating it in one session with over 50%, I'd feel like it was an amazing gift.
Yeah, but the thing that impressed me much more than that was that there were, of the 41 people in the study, there were 50 pain conditions listed. So some people had more than one condition, and all 50 responded. So placebos work up to one third of the time, but we're seeing this working much higher than any placebo could possibly work, which leads me to the understanding that there are three pathways to extraordinary healing. Placebos is one of the pathways, because we know that given suggestion, dishonesty, it's possible to stimulate the body into an extraordinary self-healing mechanism. Mm-hmm. But there's two other pathways that I've discovered. One pathway is with energy healing, like quantum touch, where we can accelerate the healing process, and it works much more often than a placebo will. The third pathway is an entirely other modality. I don't think we have time to get into much today, but it's called self-created health. It took me 30 years to discover this. Helps people find and release the emotional causes behind the condition.
Oh, and we've had several guests on about that, and here at Autoimmune Hour, we are total fans of that.
Figured out a concise way to discover it in minutes. To discover the cause, then a concise way to process out, and very accurate. It's got like doing surgery. You don't want to dwell in the past, but you need to go there to do some process work. Process it, release it, and then only then take responsibility that, yes, they did it to me, but I'm doing it to myself, and I've been hurting myself ever since, and I've been hurting people I love. Going into the remorse and taking the remorse into a massive level, so you're ready for self-forgiveness. And when the self-forgiveness happens, it turns into explosive, overwhelming self-love. And not only do the symptoms disappear, but people feel grateful for having had the condition. And we call that self-created health. And it's a process that we have teachers around the world teaching now. And it's going to be the subject of one of my next two books. So that's
I just love the title, Richard, Self-Created Health. We're a big fan here at Autoimmune. We always say we're not survivors, we're thrivers. And it's all about taking charge of our own health. Whether it's saying to someone that has a medical suggestion, going inside and asking ourselves, is this the right thing for me right now type of idea? And finding out, because I'm such a big fan of, I think the body was created to heal itself. So
I believe we can go even further. we can go further. The body has the ability to be sick, not as a dysfunction, but a communication from your own higher consciousness.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're taking it way, way out there, because when people hit that core level of emotional reality where they realize, yes, there's 40 aspects to this condition that we've listed in simple interrogative questions that I've asked them, and all 40 are perfect description of that physical ailment, but we're talking about an emotional situation. They're exact matches between the old emotion and the current situation. Then when they release it, the overwhelming self-love, that it's explosive self-love that comes in, is so dynamic that people feel like they've never loved that much in their life. And it's self-love. It's love of self. Every infant automatically loves themselves. It's only the adults that taught them not to that discourage them from feeling that intensity of love and saying, oh, you have humility or whatever it is that they're suggesting you do, that we bring it up there. So we're able to access that. But that's only one segment. The segment that I was getting into was that we can energetically move body awareness and breathing. There's no belief system we're asking people to accept. It's all breath and body awareness, and then lifting our energy higher and higher to let the self-healing mechanism work itself out.
Oh my gosh, we need to take a quick commercial break. But Richard, when we come right back, I want you to maybe walk us through how that would work. That sounds so invigorating, just hearing your voice talk about it. So guys, when we come back, just give us a couple of minutes here for this quick sponsor break, and we'll be right back and have Richard Gordon share with us. This here again, I'm getting so mesmerized, like I was with Valerie the other day, that all questions are flying out of my head. But hang on guys, we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight, we're here with the amazing Richard Gordon. He's the author of the new book, The Secret Nature of Matter, and he is considered a pioneer in the field of energy medicine, with the author of 4 best-selling books published in 17 languages. And he's been sharing with us so many fascinating ideas of how energy impacts our health. And before we had to take that break, he was, I'll say, alluding to, because I think he was teasing us, intriguing us, with a way that we can move our energy within our body. And so, Richard, take it away, because I am just so fascinated. I'm so excited here to find out where we're going with this.
We have a method we call quantum touch that allows ordinary people to be able to do extraordinary healing really quickly. And when I was on the road giving endless lectures and workshops, just building the business, building the whole thing up, letting people know this was real, I was giving lectures like 5-6 nights a week. And I was telling people, I felt like the guy selling the cheap suits on TV. I guarantee it. And what I would do is I'd say that you're going to be able to move energy so powerfully before lunch break on the first day of the workshop that you'll be able to touch people and see that you're moving their bones back into alignment with a light touch, or your money back. I guarantee.
Wait, it's more.
Yeah. And if you order now, you get Ginzu knives. But cut through pennies, that's one of the most important things to do with them. No, seriously, the thing about bringing up the energy is that it's a very natural skill that everybody can learn. We've had children and great-grandparents doing it. And the idea is, if you raise your vibration high enough and you continue lifting your energy throughout the session with breathing and body awareness, the other person's energy, you create a field, and they will start to match your vibration. So you sandwich the part that hurts, the shoulder, the knee, whatever it is, and their energy will match yours, but you keep raising it, so you never come down to match them. So the practitioners never feel tired or drained as a result of the work. You're always uplifted in the process. But other modalities that do not understand resonance and entrainment and how to consciously lift their own vibration, these people can become tired or drained. So you see massage practitioners who may get burned out doing massage and they just feel exhausted. Reiki people don't know how to lift their vibration. If they drop the love and the gratitude that they're working from, they can actually come down and match the people to some extent. And that's, I interviewed about 100 Reiki people, most of them third degree and masters, and half of them said they got tired and drained because they didn't have a method. And the method we use is simply a form of body awareness and breathing techniques to lift our energy. And this led me to a series of discoveries we haven't even touched on yet.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Say I'm not healing another person, but I just am feeling a little drained. Do you have a simple technique that we could, I mean, it's after the holidays and everything, maybe we feel like, oh, I need some to lift my energy. And
yeah, I would say get angry.
Get angry? Yeah. Okay, I'm totally shocked. Get angry.
Yeah, you see, most of the time, people are storing their emotions. Just have a tantrum. It would be a really good way of raising your energy. And you could do it silently in a meditation. But most of the people who are drained and tired, it's because they're carrying all this extra emotional baggage around with them. Because of all the things you couldn't say, you shouldn't say, you are afraid to say, you're afraid to hear, all that emotional baggage, the frustrations. I mean, almost everybody in this country is upset about politics, regardless of what they believe. They're all upset. We're carrying around so much extra baggage, and that's causing a lot of sluggishness. Now, energetically, there are techniques that we use. We understand the definition of a healer is very important. A healer is someone who was sick and got well. And a great healer is someone very sick who got well quickly, because we don't actually heal other people. It looks that way. Hollywood has, you know, lights coming out of your hands and your fingers glowing or moths coming out of your mouth or something. But healing is a function of self-healing. I don't know how I heal a paper cut, okay? I ain't that smart. But I do know how to use breathing and body awareness to lift my energy to create a field of life force energy, otherwise known as chi or ki or prana. It's the animating current of life. I know how to raise that and provide that energy field for another person to allow their own body and spiritual intelligence to utilize it to its best advantage. And that will stimulate their own self-healing mechanism, bring down pain, and accelerate that process.
Wow. So other than having a tantrum, which it brought back some memories that I did one time, someone recommended something similar, except they said, go out into the woods, find this, you know, a place that just feels right to you,
yeah,
and just scream at the top of your lungs, whatever comes to your mind.
You're going to scare the hunters. I don't recommend that. I mean, it's great to be in the woods and it's great to be out in nature, but not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
What they can do is, you can silently vent the intensity of what you've been feeling. And you can scream at the top of your lungs in a meditation where you're not going to scare the neighbors.
that's what I was thinking.
It's a very useful thing to do. You don't have to yell into a pillow, although that can work. You can meditatively just vent this frustration, this outrage, because we're living in a crazy time. We're living in a really crazy time. And we also live in a culture where it's unacceptable to feel the intensity of your own emotions. Men are supposed to be stoic. Women aren't supposed to get angry, and so on. We're living in an incredibly suppressed culture where instead of honestly finding the better than and less than, I mean, look at our fearless leader. Always, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, and I've never done anything wrong. And poor me, they're not appreciating me good enough. Because self-pity and self-importance are the two fundamental characteristics of negative ego. Positive ego is simply acknowledging reality and being honest with yourself and accessing self-love. But negative ego is all about self-pity and self-importance. So we need to learn how to be honest with ourselves and get internally based self-esteem and not look for outside validation, which is always like an insatiable drug. You can never get enough outside validation if you're trying to get it from the outside.
Oh, so true. Quick question, though, as we begin, and I'm just thinking in the past when I've meditated, sometimes I just knew I was angry, but I couldn't name it. It was just this vague frustration.
Yes, we'll start there.
Without being able to go, okay, I'm mad at the rain today or something.
Well, you know, the thing is that we're afraid of the intensity of the emotions. I once did a lecture where I asked the audience to say why anger is scary. And there was like 40 different reasons, from abandonment to violence to getting in trouble and so forth. And there's so many kinds of reasons, and people stuff it. And then they end up feeling guilty or shameful or other kinds of ways. And to honestly vent anger and hurt. And underneath that anger is a layer of hurt. And underneath that hurt is another layer of anger, like plywood in layers that go through. And so when you say I'm frustrated, what you're really saying is, yeah, but you know what it is. Subconsciously, you really know what it is. But because we hold like the newspaper too close to our eyes, I'm confused. I can't see what it is. So you have to take it back a little further and say, all right, what are the big issues of my life? Are any of these frustrating to me? Oh, yeah, that one is. Okay. Health, relationship, finances, successes. These are the kinds of issues that frustrate or upset people. So who is it? What is it? We can find it. Subconscious stuff is totally available to be known and to be accessed. And you just have to be willing to take a few minutes. However, that's just a simple surface technique, because until we go to the deeper levels, it's not really released. Gestalt therapy is great for bringing up the tears and yelling at chairs and such, but it doesn't ever fix the problem because people are just venting. And venting is only step two of a 7-step process that I came up with self-created health.
Okay. I was wondering about that because I have been known to have a temper tantrum now and again, and it was quick short-term relief.
Yeah, it is. And it's great and it's important. It's actually vital. But only if you get through steps 3 through 7 do you actually get to the other side. And that's what we teach in the self-created health workshop.
We need to take another quick commercial break, guys. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk to Richard about his new book, The Secret Nature of Matter, as well. And we'll see if we can get a couple more of those steps out of the 7 steps as well. So we'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. The first book launched just a couple of weeks ago and it's already getting awesome reviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my pleasure to be here. And we've been talking with Richard Gordon, who's the author of the brand new bestseller book called The Secret Nature of Matter. And his expertise, as you've been listening to, is the field of energy medicine with over 40 years experience. So, Richard, I want to have time to hear more about this great book, The Secret Nature of Matter. I got to have a quick read of the book, and I was just absolutely mesmerized by that too. But we've been talking here about self-healing and things like breathing. And I'm a huge fan of breathing. I use it all the time in my nonverbal communication work, talking to people about the power of breathing. Share with us a few tips that you have for people to be able to, I'll say, these are my words, come back to breathing when we find ourselves either angry, hurt, frightened, or frustrated.
Well, that's a symptom. The symptom of being angry, hurt, frustrated, and so forth is that we stop our breathing. So once again, going back to the emotional cause work, it's not enough to just try to get the symptomatic breathing going again. We need to actually process and release those emotions. Breathing is also absolutely central to quantum touch because it's how we raise our energy field so that we don't get drained or diminished from doing the work. We want to bring them up to our vibration. We don't want to come down and match them. So some people who say quantum touch is all about breathing, and it isn't. And then the others will say, well, it's about body awareness. And it is, but it isn't fully about that. It's about how we link the breathing and the body awareness together at the same time. So we're feeling waves of awareness going through our body linked to our breathing. So this is a fabulous exercise to practice on an ongoing basis. And I've been doing this exercise it's about 40 years now that I've been actually doing this exercise pretty much on a daily basis. And I turn 70 next year. I have no aches, pains, no medications, stronger than I've ever been in my life. My waist is 2 inches smaller than when I was in high school and college. I can do 4 times more pull-ups or push-ups than I could then. And I don't have any sense of mobility issues whatsoever. In fact, I'll spontaneously find myself running when I'm just going from place to like a kid. So I'm working on a process to slow, potentially stop, and even reverse aging. The joke is that longevity takes a long time. And so I haven't seen a reversal yet, but I'm pretty sure I've slowed it a tremendous amount, if not stopped it, but I can't claim that yet, but I'll claim it when I see it. It's yet in process. So the discoveries that I made early on with quantum touch led me to about 8 or 9 years ago to discover that I could align a person's hips and cranial bones without even touching them. This was about 9 years ago. I was having dinner with some friends. My friend Brian said, you know, I bet you could align her hips without touching them. I said, really? He said, yeah, try it. So I measured. They were off by a mile. I meditated for 10 or 15 seconds, and I knew how to do it. I didn't know I knew, but I knew. And then I did some backward engineering, figured out what I was doing, and then I taught it, and everybody could learn it. And so you could align a person structurally without touching them. And that, I thought, was a discovery. I would never be able to take any further than that. It was like so mind-blowing that we could work on anybody at any distance at an accelerated pace. I've tested that thousands of times. Like Galileo looking at Venus, I was measuring hips because Galileo wasn't really interested in Venus, but he wanted to know the Earth went around the sun. That's the point of the hips. And the cranial bones, they can be out of alignment too. It's called pelvic and occipital torsion. So about 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, my friend Daniel said something to me. He said, I've discovered that if you make a movie of yourself doing a healing session, people watching the movie will experience healing. I said, come on, Daniel. I find that very hard to believe.
He said, test absolutely.
It. He said, test it. So I thought, how am I going to possibly test this? Because, you know, if somebody says they have a headache, you know, it's just too ambiguous to know. Oh, I know. I can measure a person's hips, and if they're very uneven, I can see in 2 seconds whether or not they're leveled out or not. And I could also measure the cranial bones. So I made a movie of myself meditating. And when I showed people the movie, it aligned them. And then I discovered that I could put that energy and intention into a physical object. So as if I was working on a person, I'd meditate on an object and I put in the object. And then if I touched them with that object, it aligned them. Wow. And then I found out that I could give that object to another person who knows nothing about my work. And if they have the intention of aligning them and they touch their shoulder or their nose or one hair or their shoe, it causes the alignment to occur. And I ran 57 experiments in my book, The Secret Nature of Matter, to explore when does this work? When doesn't it work? How can you make it fail? When will it stop working? And I learned so many crazy things, and some of the things just blew my mind. Some of them made me really upset because the universe wasn't operating as my preconceptions suggested they should.
I love that. That's, I think those are the important moments when we learn so much about ourselves, when the true reality smacks us in the face.
Exactly.
I love that. So tell us a little bit more, though. I'm fascinated about, you use the word intention, and right. I find that such a strong part of any healing is, what is your intention with this? And I've often used the word, sometimes I think people have secondary gains that they never give voice to.
No question that, about it.
Let's jump into this idea of intention in setting and how secondary gain could play into it.
Well, with the secret nature of matter, we're not really dealing with secondary gains, but with the emotional process work, we do a lot with secondary gains. They're also called payoffs. Why would you want to have this problem instead of the wellness? And there are things like avoiding responsibility is a major secondary gain, to punish, to be self-righteously angry or hurt. That's not just ordinary anger. It's anger you plan to never let go of. Mm-hmm. To feel like the victim, to play self-pity games, poor me, silently as a martyr or overtly, to hold on to the past, and I refuse to change unless you change first.
that always works well.
And then, of course, fear of loss is another secondary. So these are some of the primary secondary gains. And this is what people hold on to. And we're back in self-created health again, because we help people deal with the emotional processes that help them absolutely move from where they're completely stuck to a completely new place.
Yeah, and I think that's important for a lot of people to know. And I've learned about secondary gains years and years ago, and always fascinating when I take the time to sit down and ask myself that question. What are my secondary gains in this? Regardless of whether it's my health, it could be any function of my day when I ask that question.
Why is the reality not corresponding to my desires? What am I getting out of this? The self-pity, the self-importance, am I getting to punish, the blame and punish, am I avoiding responsibility, and so forth. All the ones we briefly covered.
Yeah, fantastic. So we've just got a few minutes left, but we'll want to take another quick commercial break in a little bit. But tell us more about the secret nature of matter, too, because that I was mesmerized as well.
It undermines our fundamental assumptions about reality. Everything points to us becoming spiritual beings. I created a chart. I discovered conscious entanglement, meaning you can join objects together in your mind and anything you do to any one of them happens to all of them. I created a pendant, we call the Quantum Touch pendant, that's being charged by about 5,000 people right now, and it gets stronger every single day. And if I hand it to somebody and they just touch somebody with it, it aligns them, but people are using it for pain relief. We had one guy who hadn't breathed through his right sinus in 20 years, and he held one on both sides of his nose, and his sinuses opened up in 5 minutes. I've seen crazy healings happening. We're just beginning to explore the intersection of consciousness and matter. And that's what this book is about. It's about how we can understand how matter is probably made of what this is a very technical term, subatomic God stuff. Everything is made of consciousness, of spiritual intelligence that permeates all matter and things. And so, you know, we got off on the self-created health, which is great stuff, but this is paradigm-changing stuff because it shows that quantum theory is incomplete because it does not include consciousness. It shows that the mind is not confined to the brain, meaning the death of the mind. The death of the brain does not necessarily mean the death of the mind. And a dozen other implications that would change our identity as human beings and cause the biggest shifts in the culture and reality understanding that has happened since Galileo.
Oh my gosh. And that is so fascinating to me too. I know we got off on the self-created health, but after all, we are the Autoimmune Hour here. So.
Of course. Good stuff.
We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with Richard Gordon in just a minute or two as we find out more about his work. And as you could tell, he's just a plethora, just a cornucopia of fantastic information. I've always been fascinated by energy and how we are energy beings. So hang on, guys. We're going to learn even more. And we'll be right back.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we've got Richard Gordon, considered a pioneer in the field of energy medicine. We've been talking about self-created health. We've been talking about how staying stuck and holding negative energy can keep us in places we don't want to stay, as well as so many other places. And before we had to take that quick break, he was just beginning to tell us about the secret nature of matter and how, I'll say, changing not just to our healing, but to the entire world and our entire thoughts about how the reality operates is some of his latest work and called The Secret Nature of Matter. It just has been astonishing to me as I read it. And in all honesty, Richard, my conscious mind was having a hard time taking it all in. So maybe you've heard that before.
That's why Michael Beckwith wrote, you got to read it twice. He said, read this book, then read it again. That's it. And because it is such a shock to the system to realize that this is how the reality is actually operating. So I discovered that all matter, glass, plastic, rubber, paper, pebbles, leaves, cigarette butts, no matter what it is, everything is equally able to hold energy and intention and cause structural alignment. Now, the whole thing about structural alignment is a way of knowing that you're actually doing something. It's considered physiologically impossible to spontaneously align the hips and the occiput. All the authorities will tell you it can't happen. So I call it spontaneous postural alignment, SPA. SPA does not happen on its own. So one of my early experiments was I went into a Whole Foods where my friend had a massage table set up, and I gave him a quarter I'd meditated on, and he put it on a shelf next to his massage table. And then people would come in and I'd measure them. Then I'd walk around the corner and he'd either hand them the quarter or not hand them the quarter, take it back. And then I'd try to guess, did you give them the quarter or not? And it took me about 1.5 seconds of assessing to come up with a yes or no answer. Either they were still very much misaligned or they were completely aligned. There was nothing in between. The golf ball is either in the hole or it's on the green. There's no ambiguity. Mm-hmm. So after 12 times in a row, I thought, okay, I got this. I am not deceiving myself. The first rule of science is don't fool yourself.
I think that's the first rule of life, but go ahead.
It's a really important one for scientists because it's very easy to have confirmation bias, to think that you've seen something that you didn't really see and then keep looking for the thing that you're expecting. And we see confirmation bias in politics and all forms of endeavor where everybody thinks they have an idea on how things operate and they keep going in that direction. But I wanted to know, how could I take the charge out of an object? How could I make it stop working? So I took a penny and I smashed it with a hammer to misshape. Oh, cat standing on a keyboard. That's not a good thing. Okay. So you know where she wants to be. She wants to be on the shoulder. Okay.
There we go.
Okay, this is where she wanted to be.
So you took a penny and you smashed it, and did that just cause an automatic release?
No,
of the energy from the penny?
The energy information.
Really?
It still worked just as well. I took a penny and I boiled it in water. Nothing. Didn't change it. Baked it in an oven. Nothing. Didn't cause it to release the information. I boiled water that I meditated on. If a person drinks the water, they get aligned. But if I boil the boiled water, when it cooled down, still worked. But the water that had evaporated on the lid of the pot had lost the energy information. Once it changed state from water to vapor, the information was erased. Similarly, water that freezes loses the information. But water that was frozen, ice, when it turned back to water, actually had the information. It didn't lose the information. Now, I'm not here to explain any of that. I just am reporting what my discoveries were. So,
oh my gosh.
There's so many things that came out of this, even diluting water, millions, actually trillions of fold still held the energy information. I had 6 bottles of water, and I took 2 drops from one bottle, put it in the next and the next and the next. And the last bottle still held the energy information. So It suggests that there may be another explanation for homeopathy. And that's something that I've been contemplating, is that it may be the people pounding the bottles, putting together homeopathic remedies that are transferring consciousness. It may not actually be the remedy itself. It may be the combination of the consciousness of the people doing it. In other words, it could be magic.
Well, everything looks like magic when we think back to the time of like Galileo. Things seemed like magic too. And that's what I love about new fields of endeavors, of exploring questions. They always lead to better questions, I think, to Absolutely. New and different questions than you ever thought possible. We just have a couple of minutes left, Richard. We'll have to have you back because I'm just mesmerized here. I get a train of thought of a next question and it just disappears with listening, being mesmerized. So, Richard, tell us more about how to find your books and more about your work, Quantum Touch, and what your website is so people can find out more about you.
The website is quantumtouch.com. What a surprise. And there you can find practitioners, workshops. We have an online video teaching people how to do a complete quantum touch session. We've got a fantastic newsletter. We've got a great editor now putting together fantastic newsletters every week. We've got practitioners in over 50 countries that people can access. And many of them, actually, they can all work at a distance too. If you can't actually get there, you can contact them. We have so many resources, and I think the website's in 8 languages now. Yeah, we just have more and more demand from people around the world who want these solutions. And even though we're not well publicized, we're not in all the journals yet, we're working toward it, toward getting more and more research done and getting more visibility into the world.
Now, if someone wanted to work with you or some of your certified practitioners that you have in over 50 countries, would they also find that information there at quantumtouch.com?
Yeah, you can find all the practitioners and all the instructors around the world. They're all listed and available. And you can even become a practitioner instructor yourself. You know, I say that there are many skills to learn in life, but this may be the easiest skill that there is to learn. And even though most people will never want to become a certified practitioner, it's something that you're going to really want to know 5 or 6 days of the year when somebody you love is suffering. And there's something that you can actually do at that moment to alleviate their suffering, then you'll want to know quantum touch. Even if it's only for, you know, 6 days of the year, it's one of the most beautiful skills and important skills that you could ever access.
Fantastic. Thank you. And that is a wonderful reason. I was thinking you didn't even need 6 if it was one day in the entire life to alleviate someone's suffering. But anyway, everyone, we've been listening to Richard Gordon, and this is fantastic. His website is quantumtouch.com. Go and get his new book, The Secret Nature of Matter, as well as his other books, which are equally awesome. Thank you so much, Richard, for being on the show. Like I said, this has just been mesmerizing, and we went to so many places never expected, and that's the wonderful thing of opening up to new realities, everyone, because I am always saying that my reality is not really reality, so it's always good to keep your mind open and flowing. Everyone, have a great week, whatever your adventures. Join me next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for another great episode. And before I forget, be sure and go over to lifeinterruptedradio.com. Check on the box for Transcribe Tribe. As you know, we've been doing that pretty quickly. We've got almost all of them done, not everyone. If you don't find the one you're looking for, just drop us a quick note on the Contact Us page and the team will busily get that one done. We just started it a few weeks ago and we're trying to do over 150 episodes, guys, so it takes us a little bit of time. But be sure and go over there and sign up for the Transcribe Tribe so you can get the transcriptions of all these great things too, because I love listening over and over again to my shows, but sometimes I think now I remember Richard said that, and it's so quick and easy to read the transcript and see all the great details. So everyone run over to lifeinterruptedradio.com, Transcribe Tribe, and then join me here next week, 7 p.m. Friday night. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. The first book launched just a couple of weeks ago, and it's already getting awesome reviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.